Intercom wants more than nice people visiting your website to give you money. So they took that little chat bubble in the corner of a website and packed it with automatic meeting booking, data capture on leads, conversational bots, and more. Intercom user Elegant Themes added Intercom to their site and now converts 25% of leads through live chat. Go to intercom.com/deals to jump on customer intent in the moment. Then see everything else Intercom can do. That's intercom.com/deals.
Welcome, everybody, to the next episode of SLMA Radio. The one show that takes a look at the ever-changing sales lead space. Brought to you by the good folks at the Sales Lead Management Association with the man who started it all, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Paul is our announcer for SLMA Radio, and he has been the announcer for the 514th program on SLMA Radio and Podcasting. Thank you, Paul. Joining us today, we have Justin Gray on today, who's been a guest on our program in the past, and Bob Blount, who's the Vice President of Sales for LeadMD. Justin is the CEO and founder of LeadMD. He's a serial entrepreneur who has launched 4 multi-million dollar companies. I'm recognized as a speaker and has been published 350 times throughout his career. And I think he's a farmer down in Arkansas. Is that correct, Justin?
Missouri. Don't hit me with that Arkansas brush.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Bob Blount is a sales and marketing development leader focused on profitability, accountability, which is where you should be, and the results, which I like seeing. He's got over 20 years of sales and marketing experience with 10 years of business development. Our program today, the title is The Recipe for Growth, How LeadMD Grew 133% Year Over Year. A little bit about LeadMD before we begin. It's the number one performing marketing consultancy in the U.S., launched in 2009. It empowers marketers to drive revenue and customer success. What got me started on this, and I called Justin and his marketing department, is a PR release that came out August 9th. LeadMD Performance Marketing Consultancy Today announces significant growth in the first half of 2019. Basically, the company grew by 133% year over year. They've got a Net PS score average of 72. They kept that. And they said in the PR release that it's fueled by client success, industry recognition, and the addition of new clients and team members. So it's a combination. So I asked Justin to come on today, introduce his new VP of sales, and at the same time, give us an idea why this extraordinary growth happens. Companies grow 10 or 15%. Maybe they're great, they grow 25%. If they're busting at the seams, they grow 50%. But they don't grow at 133%. We're not talking about a $1 million company that added $1 million in business from one client. We're talking about a substantial company here in the marketing consulting space. And I want to know how and why you've been able to do this, Justin. The floor is yours.
So I'll try and keep this focused on what your listeners likely care about, which is what are the trends happening within the modern marketing and sales space, and what are organizations doing to really succeed out there? And I think that's at the center of certainly our growth. As we're talking to our clients, which kind of run the gamut across the industry, the unifying factor there is that these are organizations that are desiring to adopt a modern marketing go-to-market process. And what do I mean by that? That's marketing fueled by actual revenue achievement. You know, marketing has always been kind of the arts and crafts department. A decade ago, we saw this influx of technology, and with it was supposed to come this accountability for ROI. As we talk to marketers and executives and sales leaders in the space, they're still struggling with connecting all of those dots. We've got the technology. We've got just this influx of best practices. Everyone seems to have the key to growth, but they're really struggling to put these different aspects together. And so at LeadMD, that's what we've tried to do, which is couple best-in-class go-to-market strategy with the planning and process, people, and technology to make that happen. So actionable tactics are really the space in which we live. And that's really what's fueled our growth is, you know, moving from the operations and the technology implementation side where we started really into a comprehensive and integrated approach that allows us to come in and really understand what are the objectives that our customers are trying to achieve, and then map those all the way down into the processes, again, people, what technology did they need to adopt, and how do they put this all together from an operations standpoint? Oftentimes when orgs are working, you know, marketing departments are working with vendors, agencies, and so on, they're doing so in a really siloed manner. They've got an SEO firm. They've got maybe a display and a pay-per-click organization they're working with. They've got internal ops. They've got a ton of tech. But threading these items together in a really intentional and integrated manner is where people are struggling. And that's exactly the problem that we're solving for customers, which is let's build this in a way where each one of these nodes are accountable to revenue. So rather than being accountable to number of leads, MQLs, all these clicks, opens, views, all these superficial metrics that we tend to put on these different silos. Let's organize and ensure that each one of these areas of marketing are working together and they're all focused on that end-all be-all achievement of revenue. And with that, we've been seeing some really interesting results, you know, as a result of this methodology. We've wrapped it all up in what we call the Catalyst Marketing Framework. And essentially, it's defining what are all these different moving parts as it relates to marketing and sales, aligning them around objectives and revenue, and ensuring that they are accomplishing that rarefied air that is the ROI and revenue achievement.
But Justin, isn't the director of marketing or the VP of marketing supposed to be able to take all these new technologies and new people at all these little nooks and crannies in marketing that didn't exist even 10 years ago? Aren't they supposed to organize this and get it going? Do they have to go to an outside firm to do it because they just can't get their arms around it?
I think the challenge there is experience. We've got two breeds of CMO and marketing leader these days. We've got a very traditional individual who is having to adopt and educate themselves about this new way of marketing, a new way of the buyer engaging with an organization. And oftentimes that's to the tenure of the average CMO these days, you know, 14 to 36 months. That's a really difficult timeline to educate yourself, to bring yourself up to speed on everything that's out there and generate results. The other type of marketing executive that we're seeing is someone that's come up from within the organization, from within an operational standpoint. They're very familiar with technology. They understand all these modern ABM, predictive marketing platforms, AI, BI. They've got a really strong operational footprint, but they're weaker on the buying, you know, your traditional marketing skill sets, your branding, your positioning, your messaging, strategy side of the house. And so do you have to work with an outside organization? No, certainly. If you've got a really experienced modern day marketing leader, they can build these items internally. But to accelerate that, and certainly to solve a lot of the gaps that we do see in the industry, working with an outside firm like LeadMD can be a great way to accelerate that growth and ensure that you've got an accountable organization that you're working with who's centered around revenue.
If you think about a lot of companies go through mergers and acquisitions and they put these things together, and now they're dealing with a lot of islands of technology, and they really need an expert to come in and help them craft the way to actually bring these things together. Look where there's duplication and really understand the ones that are necessary for moving the brand forward. And they struggle with that a lot of times. They end up living with duplication, never fully realizing the promise and the potential of what the technology that they stand on is available to deliver.
Well, it is awfully, I hate to say confusing, because that's putting down the director of marketing and communications managers and all these people, but it is confusing. All the outside vendors that are willing to work together, but not necessarily coordinate their efforts. And all of this has to move towards what everybody has been talking about for the last 3 to 4 years, which is this combination of ABM in many cases, as well as revenue marketing. And the revenue marketing is more books out on it all the time. And it's put the bullseye squarely in the back of the marketing manager. And that team that you're responsible for revenue, we pay you on the revenue that comes in. And you're not only responsible for qualified leads, which was a great at one time, but now you're actually responsible for revenue. And it's got everybody scrambling around. It's probably why the turnover rate in marketing CMOs has turned up to be almost as high as the turnover rate in sales management today because of the demand for revenue. We can understand all these problems. What have you done, Justin, and now Bob, to create this growth in your organization? Has your message changed? Is the employees, have you just gained the right momentum? What occurred that has brought all this growth about, because we're not talking about, as I said earlier, something easy. We're talking about something extraordinarily aggressive that's happened here. Have you figured out what it is, or is it just a couple of good clients?
I think the biggest change is just one of perspective. Can't solve this problem from within the marketing department, quite frankly. You have to take a look at the corporate objectives from a true business level. And these are often conversations that either marketing is not privy to, or they're getting a kind of a distilled down directive. Bring in these experts, whether they be silos within the organization or from outside the organization, and we give them these benchmarks to hit that often aren't aligned with the real objectives that we're trying to hit. We give them something that we think they can achieve. And so again, MQLs is a really pinnacle metric that we see marketing departments being measured against. But MQL really has no tie to revenue. It's a baton path. How many net new conversations can you generate for sales? Well, conversations is something that is incredibly inefficient. How qualified are those conversations? How engaged are we with the buying committee within those organizations? Do they fit our ICP? These are questions that MQL just does not answer. You ask what the big change is here, and I really do think that with the advent of our Catalyst Marketing Framework, and by taking this conversation outside of the marketing department and into a joint conversation with sales, with the executive team, and really sitting down and determining what are these objectives that we're trying to hit as a business this year, and then mapping that down into marketing achievement, sales process, and ensuring that everyone is firing on the same cylinder, they're all working towards the same goal. That's the key here. That alignment is something that is truly rare within organizations, and it has been something that, due to the approach that we've been taking over the last 24 months, the byproduct of that has been just clarity that these organizations have not seen prior. They truly understand what the business is trying to achieve. How are we trying to grow? Is that through acquisition? Is it through new product launch? Is it through movement into the enterprise? And ensuring that people are not getting a piece of that puzzle, but they're really able to view the entire picture. Sounds obvious, right? But as I mentioned before, it's just a really rare situation that all of these departments are aligned around a common goal. And that's what we've been able to bring to them, is that rare alignment.
Very interesting. We've been speaking with Justin Grade, CEO of LeadMD, and his VP of Sales, Bob Blount. We've been talking about this recipe for growth, how LeadMD grew 133% year over year. But at the same time, Justin said it's this consultancy, this bringing together of all these separate departments. It's the focus on revenue and results using their Catalyst methodology. We don't normally highlight companies on this show. We're not here to promote a product. But I am really curious on how this has all happened. We're going to have to pay the bills here for a moment, and we're going to hear from one of our sponsors. When we come back, I'd like you to introduce Bob to the audience, Justin, and tell us what you expect of him in the coming year. Paul, over to you.
Intercom wants more than nice people visiting your website to give you money. So they took that little chat bubble in the corner of a website and packed it with automatic meeting booking, data capture on leads, conversational bots, and more. Intercom user Elegant Themes added Intercom to their site and now converts 25% of leads through live chat. Go to intercom.com/deals to jump on customer intent in the moment. Then see everything else Intercom can do. That's intercom.com/deals.
And just a quick reminder about, they do a show here with us. It's coming up shortly. West Virginia University's Online Data Marketing Communications Program. It's the first graduate program of its kind in the country. It's focused on strategic thinking, critical problem solving, and informed decision making. The Data Marketing Communications Program prepares you for your career by learning innovative tactics from today's top award-winning faculty. Learn more by visiting dmc.wvu.edu for the Data Marketing Communications Program at West Virginia University. And with all that, back to Jim and his guests.
Hi again, this is Jim Elvermeyer, your host of this week on SLMA Radio for our 514th program. We've had about 115,000 listeners, I believe, and Paul has ridden with us and been our producer all that time through all my mistakes and all my learnings, and I have to give him a thank you every now and then to remind him that he's a key part of this program. Our discussion is with Justin Gray. He's the CEO of LeadMD and his new VP of Sales, Bob Blount. Subject today was a recipe for growth, how LeadMD grew 133% year over year. Great explanation. Now that we're back again, I ask you to tell us what you expect from Bob in the coming year. And Bob, take notes, please.
Yeah, so Bob recently joined our organization, and really his position is about two critical motions. Number one, it's scaling our internal teams so that we can meet the needs of our partners and customers. So LeadMD works with a lot of different partner organizations, technology solution providers, to ensure that their systems are being implemented correctly, that their customers are achieving ROI with their solutions, and ultimately that we're well aligned to their business goals and precipitating those and achieving those through these partner solutions. Certainly his job is to empower those partners and to assist them in really understanding their customer, understanding those customer goals, and mapping their solutions to success. And we do that on behalf of a ton of different organizations: Marketo, Adobe, Visible, Showpad, Seismic, the list goes on and on. Your typical software vendor needs assistance in really ensuring that they understand that customer's challenges and that someone is putting together a comprehensive roadmap for success there. So Bob's leading the charge in that regard. Secondarily, he's also leading the charge of taking things like our Catalyst framework, take things like best practices, our research, studies that we're producing within client engagements, and using those to engage new businesses and ultimately helping them create a roadmap for success there as well. Benchmarking is one of the huge goals at LeadMD and one of our main go-to-market motions, which is simply with no cost, no charge, walking into an organization and really helping them understand how they're performing today versus their peers. And so Bob's also leading that charge through our sales and our go-to-market teams to share the best practices that we've learned over the last decade and really helping organizations apply those internally and determining where they are, where they do have gaps, where they are deficient, and then building a model of what that performance could look like if they shore up those different areas. So we lead through partners, we lead direct to market, and Bob's really championing both of those go-to-market strategies.
Well, I see on your website, and I looked up the Catalyst methodology, and I see that one of the things I see is that you've got 3,000 plus client engagements. I've been in consulting firms for many years, both marketing and sales, and I've never been in one that had 3,000 client engagements, even with some fairly large firms. I see the roadmap that you put out to people, which I certainly believe in because I've done market planning meetings for many years for companies. I've built my own consulting practice on it at one time. Strategy, planning, tactics, I see how you lay it out. So do you have account executives that are assigned to each new account? How does this work once you bring an account on board? Once Bob's done his job and has broken down the door, how do you approach a new account?
So number one, our sales process is a bit unique. We're not just looking at, you know, selling a widget or selling a project. We really are looking at creating a roadmap for that client organization. We utilize the framework that you mentioned to determine what are the objectives of this organization, how are they performing today, and how can we create a roadmap for success for that particular client organization. By the time someone comes out of the quote-unquote sales process, they really have a comprehensive roadmap across the next 24 months for priorities, for the types of ROI and milestones that we're going to be hitting and the associated timeframes. You're coming into a project team that is aligned explicitly around that roadmap, and they have the knowledge that we've acquired through the sales process and the benchmarking process that we lead each client through. They're going to have a strategic leader that's ensuring that that roadmap is accomplished. And quite frankly, that's one of the biggest challenges that we see within client accounts is there's so much noise. Their priorities are constantly shifting. One of the big challenges that we would see probably up until 36 months ago when we put this new process in place, oftentimes we would engage with a client organization on one particular goal, and those goals would quickly shift to where they needed to keep the lights on. And suddenly we would pivot our project and our attention into solving some sort of issue that popped up. By establishing an early roadmap for this customer, we're able to stay on track. Obviously, if we need to solve for something that pops up, we can do so, but we never lose sight of the real reason that we're involved in this engagement. And quite frankly, that normally always comes down to revenue or customer engagement, some of these really big challenges that companies are trying to solve. And just by keeping the focus on ultimately why we're engaged, we're able to keep looping back to that original goal and ensure that we're doing our job and we're accomplishing what we were brought in to do.
You've got a map to follow when you start that up. And you certainly have metrics that are going to prove that you're on the right track or off the right track
And most of these consultancies don't have metrics to really prove their worth and prove why we're paying companies to be consultants for. You have the metrics to do that. Bob, you had a comment?
Yeah, I was on a call the other day with a Fortune 500 prospect. And when we turned the table back to them and said, we're here to listen to you. We want to learn about your business so we can map out something that's going to be successful and drive the outcomes that you desire. And we literally walked them through the catalyst marketing framework. And then we paused and we said, you've referenced three different phases and specific elements associated with those phases. And when I turned the conversation to what is your desired outcome of each phase, you know, they paused for a minute and said, nobody's ever asked us that. Really, that's the aha of the value of what we're doing is fundamentally different. We're focused on driving successful outcomes for the organizations we work with. Justin talked about how we actually have delivery organizations integrated into the process of sales so that we don't just arrive and flip something. We actually arrive with a plan that we've mutually worked on. The customer, our team, the sales team, the delivery team, everybody's working together for the success of the customer.
Well, I've worked on those kinds of programs in the past through a direct marketing firm when I was with Kern Direct, and we focused on revenue, not direct marketing, which was a change for Russell at the time. We brought on a lot of new clients, and we were very successful because we totally flipped it around on them to talk about revenue and goals. And that sounds like what you're doing here through this catalyst process. I hate to bring it into our discussion, but we have to get ready for our next show. And Justin and Bob, how can someone reach you to talk about this a little bit further?
Yeah, so our website is always the best channel for us. You'll hop on there. You'll see there's a little chat feature right in the bottom right-hand side. You'll be talking to a live person. We'd love to have a conversation there. We're all very active on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. A couple of the other execs are at the organization are as well. So the point here being, like, we are open to having a live conversation. Don't fill out a form, please. Let's get someone in a direct conversation, and we're there to help.
And I can see that you use Drift on your website. So
we do.
Bob, very nice to meet you. Justin, thank you very much for taking the time today. I think you answered the question. The recipe for growth, how LeadMD grew 133% year over year. And I hope your second half of the year is as good as the first half. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Paul, over to you to start up CRM Radio. And then that's followed by Sales Pipeline with Matt Hines.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the good folks at the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here at the SLMA Radio Show, part of the ever-growing Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.